Hello kids, how are you all? Today I am bringing you the beautiful story, The Frog Prince, the story of the princess and the frog. This is the tale of the Frog Prince, a Grimm's fairy tale. So let's begin with the story. Once upon a time, there was a princess. Many a suitor came to the place to win her hand in marriage, but it seemed to the princess that each one of them looked at her without really seeing her at all. They act like there is nothing more to a princess than her fine crowns and her royal dresses, she said to herself with a frown. One afternoon, after one of these visits, the princess thought, "Sometimes I wish I were little again." She found her favorite ball from childhood, the one that sparkled when she threw it up high onto the sun. She took the ball to the palace yard and threw it higher and higher. One time she threw it extra high, and when she ran to catch the ball, it stripped on a tree stump. The ball fell and plopped right down into the royal well. She raced over to fetch her ball before it dropped too far, but by the time she got there, she couldn't longer see it in the water. "Oh no," she moaned, "this is terrible." Just then, a small green frog popped its head above the water. "Maybe I can help you," said the frog. "Yes," said the princess. "Please get my ball." "No problem," said the frog. "But first, there is something I must ask you." The princess said, "What do you mean?" The frog said, "It's for you to spend time with me today." "I'm not sure I know what that means," said the princess. "Just spend time with me today," repeated the frog. "All right." "Then, fine," said the princess. "Now please get my ball." The frog said, "I'm on it." He dived deep into the well. A few moments later, up he came with the ball held high in one hand. The princess said, "Thank you," taking it from him. She turned go. "Wait a minute," said the frog. "You promised to spend time with me today?" She said with a shrug, "I already did," and the princess walked back to the palace. That night, at dinner with her family and the royal advisors, there was a knock on the door. The servant opened the door and showed no one there. The frog, standing down low, cleared his throat. "The princess promised to spend time with me today," said the frog in as loud as a voice as he could. "So here I am." That night, at a dinner with his family and the royal advisor, there was again. "Daughter," said the king from the far end of the table, "did you promise to spend time with this frog as he claims?" The princess said, "Sort of." After a pause, she added, "Oh, very well, come on in." The servants quickly set a new place setting for the frog, and he hopped over to the royal dining table. Conversation turned to a topic of concerns in the kingdom. None of the royal advisors knew what to do. "Father, if I may," said the princess, "perhaps we could." "Stop," said the king, cutting her off. "I have enough advisors, believe me." "If I may," said the frog, and it was the first time he had spoken at the table. "There is more to a princess than her fine crown and royal dresses." The princess started at the frog. "How could this little frog, more than anyone else, understand such a beautiful things?" After dinner, the frog bowed to the princess. He said, "You have done what you said you would do. I suppose it's time now for me to go." The princess said, "No, wait. It's not that late. How about a walk in the garden?" The frog was delighted. The two of them walked into the royal garden, the frog hopping along the stone wall, so he and the princess were at the same level and could talk easily. They laughed about many things. Later, when the sun set, they admired the deep posy reds in the cast and the sea sky. The princess said, "You know, being with you tonight was a lot more fun than I thought." "I had a very good time too," said the frog. "Who knew?" said the princess with a laugh. She leaned over and kissed the frog lightly on his cheek. At once, there was a puff of clouds and smoke. The small green frog had changed into a young prince. The princess jumped back in surprise, and who could blame her? The prince quickly told her not to worry, that all was well. Years before, an evil witch had put a spell on him that he must stay a frog until he was kissed by a princess. The witch had laughed an evil laugh, saying, "Like that will have ever happen." But it did. Now the prince and princess could get to know each other better. Years later, after they were married, they had a beautiful setting made for the ball and placed it on their royal dining table. And when the sunlight shone in through the palace window, the ball sparkled for all to see. So this is a very beautiful story about the frog and the princess. So what is the moral of the story? The moral of the story is we should be kind and give love to everyone. So the kindness and love that the princess gave the frog changed him back into the prince. If you don't try something, then you will never know what it feels like. So this is the end of the story. And now meet tomorrow with some new story. Till then, goodbye, good night, and do take care of yourself.